Skate park. This is Pascal reporting from the Picnic in the Park Skate Jam, where one and all are invited to come out and play some games of skate. There are cool prizes and, you know, cool skaters. And then there's me and the rest of the CITR team. So come out to the UBC skate park, put on by UNA. Gonna be playing some tunes throughout the event as well. It goes till 7, but we'll be here reporting, you know, live on CITR till about 6:30. If you can't make it, and we've got Taylor here, who's running the event. Would you like to? Would you like to say something about the event, Taylor?
Sure. I just want to thank CITR for being here. It's exceptional for you guys to set up, man. You guys jimmy-rigged internet out of a car. That's exceptional. Rock on. Thanks, CITR.
Yeah, we actually, we're running our stream out of a Prius, a silver Prius right now. Not that, you know, this is any free advertising. I just thought it'd be funny to share that with our listeners. Yeah, and... You know, just also wanted to say that there's no gas being used here. You know, it's all electric. Boogie-oogie, right? Yeah, so later on at the skate jam, we're hanging out. We're going to talk to some skaters about, you know, their skate journey. And ask them, you know... What they like to do other than skating? No, maybe we won't ask them that. They probably just skate 24/7. It's hard to capture their attention, though. They are obviously, you know, skateboarding in the skate park. So I think for now, I'm just gonna put on some more music. I've been really digging Darius Anthony, forgot his last name. I'm gonna find his name for you. I'm gonna recruit my accomplice Brent in a moment to forcibly remove skaters from the skate park and over here to our live booth. Not forcibly, consent is necessary, but you know, just to get them out here, over here, towards me, away from their beloved sport. Brent, go get me a skater. Yeah. Go get me one, and in the meantime, here's a song called Tony Hawk.
Excuse yourself. Can you even kickflip? You can only get my number if you can tray flip.
My tray flipping rolling.
Where's your Steve?
Tony.
Like, you're not DCA, you're not LA.
She let my tray flipping rolling. She let my tray flipping rolling.
Like, show me where the Steve's at.
Tony Hawk,
yeah.
She let my tray flipping rolling. She like my tray flipping rolling. Tony Hawk, Tony. She like my tray flipping rolling. She like my tray flipping rolling. Tony Hawk, Tony. She like my tray flip my rolling. She like my tray flip my rolling. Tony Hawk, Tony. She said I just said I Tony Hawk. She like my tray flipping rolling. Tony Hawk, Tony. She like my tray flipping rolling. She said I let this like Tony.
I sit in my room until you come through, till you come through. Unlikely you do. Come to my house, I swear unannounced, you never come through. Cause I don't wanna see a photo, I don't wanna see a photo. Cause when I see that photo, I know my life's over. I swear my life's over when I see a photo. You two together, don't wanna see a photo. Cause I damn cry on my pillow, I damn cry on my pillow. I look at the photo and damn cry on my pillow. You holding hands together with him, Tony. Yesterday you told me we were more than friends.
Tony. She let my tray flipping rolling. She let my tray flipping rolling. She let my tray flipping rolling. Tony. Tony. She let my tray flipping rolling. She said I let this like
Tony.
Hello. We are back at the skate jam at UBC, and I've got a real live skater here with me today. Yeah, just to prove to you that you know, this is actually like at the skate park, because where else would skaters be? Could you introduce yourself?
I'm Ben Huber.
What's up? Can you, you know, what's your favorite trick?
Foo, my favorite trick. Right now it's going to have to be indie grab.
Indie grab? So, like, what does that look like exactly?
Basically, I go off a stairs or go off a ramp, and I pop my board, and I grab it, and I land. So, pretty much.
Sweet. And, like, how long did it take you to master that trick?
About a year. Really good. To master it well. To get it on lock. You know, it's just perfected well. I love the trick. It's awesome.
That's such a long time. Like, I don't have the patience for that. When did you start skating?
No, I was about 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long has it been?
Right now, probably about 10 years.
You know, they say it takes 10 years to master an art or a sport. So would you consider yourself a master of skateboarding?
A picture on a wall of me doing an indie grab. That's what I call art. Yeah, I love getting photobombed. A signed picture.
Nice. And who's your favorite skater right now? Like, pro skater?
My favorite skater right now is Chris Jocelyn, because he masters his tricks like no other day, and I love his shoe brand, and I love his signature shoe. It's the best. I'm not skating them right now, but I will be. Etnies are the best skate shoe in the world. I just think they are, except for Vans. But yeah, I love Chris Jocelyn. He's just the best. My second is Oleg Krastoyev, because he's got his master trendy tricks. And he always tries to get me in his fakie frontside cab kickflip, but tries to, but I always get him in back, nollie backside heel flip. And my least favorite skater is no one. So I love everybody that skates because skateboarding is fun. And sometimes it can be really annoying because you hurt yourself all the time, like I did today. But that's okay because I'm going to enjoy it.
Cool. I have one more question. I'm wondering, like, how many of your friends did you meet at the skate park?
How many did I meet?
Like percentage-wise, like a rough estimate. I'm just, you know, I have a hunt.
Probably 50, because I know half of these guys here. So 50% I know these guys, like him, Noah, and Frankie, and some new guys I met today, too, and Austin.
Sweet. Well, thanks for coming out, Ben.
Thank you.
To the side of the skate park. Well, yeah, you know, I hope you land your, what do you call it, indie grab? Yeah. I know things. do we have another interested little skater?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Ola Kristoyev out in UBC skate park right now, skating trendy. And with my dude Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's up?
And we're having fun out here. Like, it is what it is.
We would have more fun if Chad Sinclair was out here.
the skate park. Excited about it being built, so I asked the community center if there's anything we could do, and they said, what about a jam? And so we have a jam. So it's primarily that, and yeah, it's a good opportunity for everybody to get together and skate, and can get a little bit competitive, but not too competitive, so I don't know, it's something for everybody.
So wait, is this the first one that you put on?
I think this is year four. Year four, pretty good.
Going well, and I don't know what else to ask you, really. Yeah, really. Well, I'm glad you you know, came over here to the booth and let us.
We're psyched that you guys are a part of it. Well, I'm really excited that CITR is a part of this. The first year, Nardwar came out and we did like a whole little like we did interviews and played a bunch of skate rock and stuff. So yeah, and CITR has been around forever and I've always been a huge fan, so it's an honor to be on your little show here.
Oh, thank you. I'm no Nardwar, but I can ride a skateboard. I can't do anything else.
I don't think he can.
That's surprising. I don't know. He has a good aesthetic for like a.
He's got the hip flip, but he's got no kick flip.
What's a hip flip?
A hip flip?
Hip flip.
What's a hip flip? It's like he does it with all the politicians. He does this thing. Yeah, you can't see me doing it, but it's on his YouTube channel. He gets Christy Clark to do it. It's pretty funny. But he can't kick flip, so.
Yeah, well, you know. Eventually. Yeah, I just like have no patience. But, you know, I've had opportunities. People have offered to teach me, but I'm just like, I just want to get to school faster in the morning.
Point A to B is great.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for coming over here. Yeah, thanks, Jesse. That was Jesse who helps put on this skate jam every year. It's the fourth year that it's been on at the UBC skate park. It's a really sick skate park. There's, like, a stack of books made of cement that you can grind on and like launch off of and, you know, do other tricks I don't really know the names of. Yeah, like tray flips and stuff. Yeah. and 180 Tostitos. Yeah. Yeah, great trick. Really underground. Not a lot of people know about it. We're going to also, later on in the day, we're here for at least another hour, live broadcasting from the skate park. We're going to be interviewing some more of the competitors at the skate jam today. Many of them are, you know, between the ages of, like, looks like 8 and, 19. So lots of young shredders out here. It's pretty windy, but sunny. You know, it's like perfect summer conditions for skating. Yeah, and, you know, no posers as far as I can tell, which is really comforting in this scene. And, yeah, so I'm going to put on another song for now while we round up some more competitors to interview about, you know, what really inspires them to skateboard and like why they listen to trendy music coming right up.
Baby, I can't go.
We are back. Hello. This is Pascal reporting for CITR at the UNA Skate Jam. It's the fourth year, and I have with me a young skater named Summer. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
I'm wondering, how long have you been skateboarding?
This will be my second year.
Have you been to the Skate Jam before?
Yeah, I've been to a couple competitions here and there, but yeah.
Have you won any sick prizes?
Not too many huge prizes. Some t-shirts, stickers, sunglasses, tons of sunglasses.
That's actually really useful. Yeah. I already asked you that. So what got you into skateboarding?
Well, I don't know. My dad had been skateboarding and I didn't have one, and I guess I just got really interested. So one day I just asked my dad, can I get a skateboard? And then I took a summer camp and met my coach Andy Anderson, who is like the best coach in the world, and he got me so inspired to do it. I think if I'd gotten any other coach, I wouldn't have liked it, but he was just so great.
That's really awesome. So a big part of your, you know, love for skating is like a mentor, I guess.
Like
did he show you sick tricks, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a great coach. Like, he explains it like no other person. Like, it's kind of funny how he explains it. He takes like quite a long time, but he explains it really, really well.
That's awesome. So, do you think you're gonna skateboard forever then?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do it for the rest of my life. It's just so great. I love it.
So what do you like to do at the skate park? Like, what kind of, you know, what kind of tricks do you gravitate towards, and like, you know, physical objects and stuff?
I'm learning to ollie, so I mean, I'm not too advanced or anything, still kind of beginner, but yeah, I like to ride ramps and ride around the bowl and stuff.
Sweet, that sounds really fun. I tried to go to, you know, that skate park underneath like that bridge on Hastings.
Hmm?
Do you know that skate park underneath the bridge on Hastings? Like, it's like, it's like super graffitied.
dress is a kick in the ass. Let's beat you blue till you're shit in your pants. No move, child, got a big black stick. There's six of us, babe, so suck on my dick. And ride, ride, I will ride. Let's ride.
Oh,
Hello, hello, hello. We're back at the UNA Skate Jam at UBC. What's up? I've got some skaters here. self-identified skaters. What's up? You know, wanted to know how long you've been skating for.
I've been skating for 11 years.
One sec. Can you repeat that?
I've been skating for 11 years.
Damn. So, like... That's a long time. So
I started way back in elementary school, like grade 6. And it all stemmed from like seeing cool skateboarders going across the street, like, hey, I figured I'd give it a try.
Yeah, skateboarding is a cool thing to do. So that's what got you into it. You wanted like to be cool.
Yeah, and the shorties. You know what's up?
Yeah, skaters are like the hottest subculture of all.
Oh, yeah? You think I'm sexy? Just kidding. No.
How old are you?
So, yeah, I'm 24 years old. My name's Nick.
Oh, you're older than me.
And
okay.
I've been going to UBC for... I went to UBCO first and then came back to UBC Van. And I think it's really great that they have the park here. It's a really great recreational outlet. And I see a lot of students skating on campus, so I think it's a good installment.
Sweet. So you like the skate park. You approve of, their design.
9 out of 10, solid.
9 out of 10, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I come here a lot on the break, so especially during the summertime, it's a great exercise.
Yeah, you scope shoddies.
Yeah.
As well.
Like you guys. No, just kidding.
Yes, I am very just short. You can't tell on the radio. What about your friends?
I'm Thelonious. I'm 22 years old. I started skating when I was like 5 years old, I think, 17 years ago.
Whoa.
Something like that. But like on and off and then on again. But it's something that sticks with you, I think, you know? And like, I don't know, like what you were saying about the subcultures, though, because it's one of those things where it brings people from different like walks of life, right? Like everyone says it, but like in like different music and people from different subcultures kind of connect underneath that. And yeah, different ages. And it doesn't matter what you do as long as you like have a board and you're down to like encourage other people, you know?
Yeah. Friendly environment.
Yeah.
Friendly environment. Yeah, I see. I don't know. Maybe it was you, but hanging out. I saw people hanging out with like way younger kids. I think that's really cool.
Totally. Yeah. I just started teaching a couple lessons too, and it's. I don't know. I think it's important for kids to skate and like explore creativity through different ways, and also be active. Right. Like nowadays, more than ever, kids are in front of the screen so much. Like it's important to go outside and just like be in nature too, and talk to your friends and
get your tan on.
Enjoy life.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the summer.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, got to get people outside. And I find that the skate, you know, usually when people are like part, like, I don't know if hardcore skaters is a word, but, you know, they're into skating. They're like pretty artistic people. And like,
yeah,
it's honestly like it is. What are you going to say?
Well, yeah, most some.
Some people. Yeah, that's fair.
Greasy, too. Yeah.
Greasy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it's very dirty, sweaty lifestyle, and nobody seems to care very much about it, which is, it's respectable in its own.
I have a pressing question. What do you think of the Thrasher trend?
the thrasher trend? Well, it's good in the sense that it pours in a lot of money to the skate industry, and Thrasher itself is a pretty core company to support, I suppose. But you know, it is a little odd because it's such a core company that people are wearing this brand and they have absolutely no idea what it means to wear it. So that's definitely one thing that pisses off a lot of skaters. But I don't know, maybe do a little homework and know something about the brand, and then people won't get so mad about it. But yeah,
are you mad?
No, I don't really care. this guy though.
Are you not mad?
No, I think a lot of trends and styles come out of like fashion from skateboarding. It all stems from skateboarding. I feel like all the streetwear, all the cool stuff that a lot of people wear, come from skateboarding. So, but if you want to wear a Thrasher, you can wear it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Don't mall grab.
Oh don't yeah. You know, actually, my very good friend, he like skates really well. He's been skating since he was a kid, and I kept telling him, like, you mall grab, like, why are you doing this? And, like, he was like, no, I don't mall grab. What are you talking about? And then, like, a week later at the skate park, he got, you know, like, what's the word? Yeah, some people, yeah, people were just like, dude, why are you mall grabbing? Like, do
a
trick now.
You gotta tell him straight, man. You gotta hold it like this, not by the trucks. Be a real skater, not a poser.
Sometimes you gotta tell the homie he's pushing Mongo, and, you know,
that's a no-no.
Yeah, it's a no-no sometimes. Like,
what if you can only do that, though? You know, that's like an accessibility issue. You know?
But, yeah, no. I know it's a surf style, too. I have a friend who surfs, and he pushes Mongo. And he can push regular, too, but sometimes he just goes harder. And it's sweet. If you can rip, cool. Good on you, man. But no one likes a Mongoloid. We're humanoids, man.
Humanoids. I like that. Well, yeah, thanks for coming out to the CITR booth and hanging out with me.
Yeah, okay with you.
What's up? What did you say?
What did you say?
I said thanks.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for interviewing me. My name's Nick, and thanks for interviewing me.
Yeah, cool. Well, you know, are you going to compete today, or are you just hanging out?
I guess a little bit of both. It's all pretty mellow and fun, so I got a pair of glasses. I'm happy with that.
Like sunglasses?
Yeah. Happy hour shades.
Are they polarized?
I don't know if they're polarized, but they turn different colors. It's kind of cool.
Whoa. Like depending on what kind of sun it's getting, or?
No, they're pretty cheap glasses, but they look cool. So that's
sweet. Yeah. They're giving out prizes here at the UNA Skate Jam at UBC. So you should come out. People listening. Come out, you know, some of the skaters aren't even wearing shirts. Like, another reason to come out here. Yeah, also, what else is there? We have stickers, like CITR stickers. Yeah, actually, recently someone stuck a bunch of CITR stickers all over the Student Union building. Yeah, don't do that with our stickers, but you can come get some stickers down here at the Skate Jam. It's on till 7, and we are, you know, CITR is not broadcasting till 7, but we'll be here for at least another half an hour, and it's still going to be like 20 degrees till then. It's windy, perfect skating situation. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it here. I'm gonna get back to some music for a while, and then we're gonna interview some more skaters, because that's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Back at the UNA Skate Jam at the UBC Skate Park. I have with me a skater. Hi.
Skater guy, here I am.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is William.
One sec, William. Gotta turn you up. Your name's William.
My name's William, aka Liam.
Do you come here often?
I come here on the sunniest of days because it's the most of fun for myself.
Yeah, totally. Well, then, you know, isn't it like too hot?
Well, earlier I was wearing a toque, and that really helped my hair style up to how it is now, so I'm very happy about that.
It's very voluptuous.
Thank you.
That's the right word. So, and voluminous as well.
So the sun is not an issue. And for all you outside right now, don't complain about the sun. For William, please don't complain. Enjoy it. Just embrace it and pretend you're in a sauna if it's very difficult.
Oh yeah, you know, you'll reach like nirvana faster that way.
Did you say nirvana?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
You reach nirvana faster that way because, like, you know, you'll just, I don't know.
It's deep.
You reach
That's
the next
all.
Level.
Kurt Cobain deep.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Are we going to end this?
No, we're not going to end this. I'm just wondering like how long you've been skating for.
I've been skateboarding for 10 years now.
Wow, that's like what most people say, which is really cool.
Since I was a little baby.
Since you're a baby?
Well, like 10, but.
Why'd you get, like, what got you into it?
I think just being a child and riding bikes and just more so individual things sparked my interest. I was kind of like a loner child, you could say, but more so loner mindset for activities. And that's what made it fun. Like, I had a hill. I used to ride sleds and stuff, and that's what sparked the interest. So,
yeah, really, you don't have, there's no team sport. It's not really a team sport, I guess.
No, not a chance.
Yeah, I don't like team sports either. I never really did those.
That's okay. It's just a different mindset. Like, I think people who do team sports have a really nice mindset, and it helps them in different areas of their life. And skateboarding, other individualistic sports, helps people in individualistic aspects of their life, maybe.
You mean like being cool with who you are?
Pardon?
Are you cool with who you are?
I'm thankful for who I am, yeah.
Being an individual?
Yeah. You could say so.
Yeah.
I would say so.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
A lot of people aren't.
I think those people have a lot of margin for success in finding themselves.
Totally, I agree.
And so good luck to those, and I hope an exciting journey for those people.
Yeah.
And I think
so
UBC is a great place to fulfill that and contribute to your success.
Like as a university?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a study. The ones who are studying really learn a lot.
So do you study here?
I don't study at UBC.
Oh, okay.
but I appreciate the architecture of UBC and the setup, the layout.
Mm-hmm. Like the geographical layout? Or
yes,
like the intellectual
layout?
It
helps people like us in the facility that we are at right now to continue to grow.
Yeah, it's really great that they've like provided the skate park mm-hmm. for people to use. I mean, when was this built? Like 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Took them a while, but I'm really glad it's here.
I believe like EBC campus, internally and externally, it's really a great place for young people and elderly people, you could say.
No one in between.
All ages. All ages. You can find very useful resources.
Yeah, it's for everyone, just like skateboarding, right?
Very communal.
Yeah, super communal.
And what was your name?
Pascal, actually.
Pascal.
Yeah, I work
cool
at
name.
CITR. Part of my job is to come out to events and talk to people at them, which is what I do right now.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's exciting and very productive.
Productive, wow, I'm glad you think that.
This.
Oh, thanks.
That's very productive and it's exciting for yourself. Whether or what not you get paid.
Oh, yeah,
very
I do
exciting.
This for free.
That's good.
Just got lucky.
If
what?
You do? If you do, that's a good experience.
I've done this for free before. What? My coworker is very cynical.
Thank you, Pascal.
Yeah, thank you, Willing, for talking to me. You know, have fun today. I hope you win some prizes.
Thank you.
You know,
and
or
I
not,
hope you,
whatever you want to do.
I hope you continue to play great beats for us here today.
Wow, thanks. You mean like over there?
Yeah, the guy in front of us.
Oh yeah, I actually haven't met the DJ.
But you can recommend songs too to like can help. And
oh,
I'm
really enjoying like Gangstar. Gangstar
oh,
is
really?
Like one
yeah,
of my favorite
it's very
rappers.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
You do. Sorry, I'm getting distracted because there's a friend of ours here, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
From the Kits area. Very awesome, friendly guy.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I'll say
you should
hi to
interview
him
next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Always down for...
This has been a long interview for the radio station.
You think so?
I hope you guys got some insight, perhaps not.
Into skater culture, of course. Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming over to the booth.
Thank you.
This has been William and Pascal at the UNA Skate Jam. Come down at UBC. Thank you, William. Please go forth and skate.
Thanks, Pascal, and thanks, community, for listening.
Oh, wait, actually, before you go, what are you, like, what are you going to do now? Like, what trick are you going to do now?
I'm going to do the fun ones, the ones that trigger my brain to have fun and excite me. That's very spiritual, but thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right, get out in the sauna and, you know, have fun, everyone. I'm going to play some music for a bit, and then we might have time for one more interview. We're going to be on till 5:30, broadcasting live from the UBC skate park. There are skaters of all ages and sizes and, you know, all kinds of people out here. So you should come out. You know, there's even some shirtless people, which is sweet. You know, that's cool. Do your thing. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. We are still live at the UBC Skate Park for the UNA Skate Jam. I have a very enthusiastic a scooterer. Is that what you how you say it?
Yeah, sort of.
Scooterer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool. So do you ride your scooter at the park, at the skate park?
Yeah, like occasionally.
Okay, so you also skate?
Or yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I skate.
Cool. Cool. Are you sponsored?
No.
No?
No.
Do you want to be sponsored?
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you usually come here with your friends, or do you come here alone?
I usually come here with one of my friends named Alec.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Does he also scooter?
He bikes because his scooter broke.
Okay, BMX, huh?
Yeah.
I thought skaters had, like, beef with BMXers.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah? Okay, cool. So are you playing skate today at the skate jam?
Yeah. And I got my sticker.
Oh, awesome! Did you, you got your CITR sticker, so did you come up with a cool, like,
yep,
meaning for the letter CITR?
Yep.
What is it?
Chimps in the room.
Chimps in the room?
Yeah, I
That's
got it.
Sick. That sounds like a record label.
I know.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, I hope you win our prize.
I know. I hope to.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much for coming out to the booth.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so have fun today. And, you know, I hope you win some prizes.
Okay.
And have a nice weekend. You know, I guess every day is a weekend for you right now.
Yeah. It's summer.
Aw, yes, I wish I had summer too.
And I got pizza 2 times in 1 day.
Whoa, that's actually sick. I only got pizza 1 time today.
Really?
Yeah. That's okay, it's because I want other people to have the pizza.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me here at the skate park.
You're welcome.
We're gonna end the stream pretty soon. For all those listeners out there listening on the radio.
Good job, buddy.
Just had a wonderful interview with a young skater / scooterer. I don't know how to say it properly. Yes, very endearing kid. I'm like so impressed by the amount of personality that children have. You know, they're not even like, I don't know. That kid, I think he just knows himself, and it's just so inspiring. Yeah, I'm gonna go into this song by Childish Gambino. In my opinion, the only good song on his latest album, Awaken My Love. You know, and then our live broadcast is over. Stick around, because we've got more radio coming up. We're also live broadcasting tomorrow from Catalano Music Festival from 12 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. We're going to be broadcasting from the Coast Capital Savings stage. And there'll be about 5 bands playing. We're going to interview them, you know, broadcast their sets. And, you know, we're going to cover the, you know, being at Cats. It's going to be great. You can also come out. You can come out for free to Cats tomorrow. So yeah, see you there. This has been Pascal on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm wishing I can make this mine.